Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Good Life, show number 5, live from the compound. I'm your host, Mike Safosnik. As always, my co-host, my sidekick, Chuck Philpott. Say what's going on, Chuck.
How you internet motherfuckers doing out there?
Again, Chuck, I'm being honest, Chuck, it's every show now, the cursing. I thought we talked about this pre-production to keep your cursing at a minimum.
Yeah, fuck the production meetings. That was my assistant. That wasn't me.
No, Chuck, I actually sat with you around 40 seconds ago and asked you to stop cursing during the show. How are we going to get this show on the air, and how are we going to let all our friends listen to it? Chuck, you date a lot of underage girls. How are they going to be able to listen to this?
Hey, there's no problem with 13-year-olds, right?
No. All right, Chuck Sandusky. All right, Chuck, I'm going to give you a quick breakdown of the show. But as always, I'm going to do my quote of the day. Chuck, the most wasted of all days is one without laughter. Do you agree with that?
Why I laugh every day.
That's why all we do is text each other and we laugh. All right, Chuck, we're going to do a little show breakdown for today. We're going to have our first ever celebrity interview. And I told you, Chuck, before here, Daniel Orton from the Orlando Magic will be calling in. Not today. He asked to call in yesterday, Chuck, and did I tell him it wasn't a good day? We'll get back to him. We're going to interview what happened, Chuck?
We were too busy.
We were too busy. We're going to interview someone today who was on the cover of Wheaties. We're also going to go from that interview, we're going to go to the Stardom Sit'em Fantasy Football Breakdown, where we're going to guarantee you a win this week in the Final Four of the playoffs. We guarantee that. We're going to go, Chuck, we might disagree on this, but I'm going to tell you why Tebow time is finally over Sunday.
Are you kidding me? What do you mean? They're versus the Patriots.
Exactly, Chuck. So Tebow time is finally done. These aren't the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to also explain why I think the Clippers are more relevant than the Lakers. And we'll get to maybe a drunk story here or there. We might have a female caller calling in with a sexual story, which is always hot.
Excuse me,
Chuck,
Mike. I got a BBM.
What's your BBM, Chuck?
Do you mind if I read it on there?
Mm-mm. Of course.
Actually, it's from Sam Hurd, the NFL football player, wide receiver. He's actually asking me to bail him out of jail, and it's kind of funny that he's like, Chuck, do you mind if you, pick up my cocaine and my 100 pounds of weed this week? I was like, listen, Sam, there's a lot of heat, so next week I'll get the 100 pounds and 11 kilos of coke.
Chuck, one thing, we don't agree on a lot of sports. Sam Hurd, asshole of the year?
Yeah, probably the year.
Now, Chuck, will you drop him from your fantasy team?
Let's just say he's on IR right now.
All right, Chuck. Chuck, so the first person we're going to interview today, our first ever celebrity guest.
I'm so excited. Who is it?
Well, I'm going to get to that, Chuck. You can guess it, Chuck, after I give her name out, okay? After I give her her credentials.
All right.
All City for St. Peter's Girls High School.
Michael Jordan.
Locked down Sue Bird to the point where
Carmelo Anthony.
No, it wasn't Carmelo Anthony. While Sue Bird was crying, bitching, and fouling her because she locked her down.
Manute Ball.
She's a little sick. She looks like Manute Ball right now. She's a 3-time Jakes Award winner, meaning the best player on Staten
Island. I got it.
The cover of Wheaties.
Best that ever played in New York. That's got to be Jen Dev.
Okay, Chuck, let me just give a little more of her credentials. She's played in the WNBA. She was a runner-up. Chuck, I bet you didn't know this about our best friend. She was a runner-up 2 years in a row for the WNBA championship with the Connecticut Sun. Did you know that, Chuck?
No, actually, I did not.
She won a WNBA championship, which let her wear the WNBA ring, which she wears every – she shows it off every goddamn day.
I have enough of it already.
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. The best is when we go out to eat. Oh, my God, my ring's in the way. My ring's in the way. Whatever.
Wearing my city championship ring. Oh, yeah, 16-0, more Catholic.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Chuck. She truly is the best player ever on Staten Island and one of the best players ever in the city. She's lucky. She's graceful enough because she has plans tonight to stop by the compound with her beautiful dog, Chloe, for 10 minutes to give us a few minutes of her time. Right now, she's scarfing down cookies. But, Chuck, real quick, Chuck, how about how proud I was? I go into, I guess, ShopRite years ago, and truthfully, I looked at a cover of Wheaties, and I see her on the cover of Wheaties. I proceed to buy around 20 boxes of those Wheaties. And then, Chuck, this is the truth. I come home. My mom's like, why the fuck are there 20 boxes of Wheaties all over the house? I explained that Jen was on the cover. So it was actually really one of the coolest moments of my life.
I would definitely eat a box.
We're getting, Chuck, the last time you were on a cereal box is because of that missing girl. All right, Chuck, we're gonna load Jen in right now. I'm going to ask her a few questions. Is this the great Jennifer Derevyanchuk?
What's going on, guys?
And oh, my God, I can't do this. I'm too nervous.
You guys are making me laugh. Sorry.
Well, it's okay, Jen. We're trying to do a fun show here, but truthfully, you can ask Chuck. Chuck was here when two professional athletes texted me yesterday, and I actually told them we have to get you on first.
Oh, I know. I'm big time.
Okay, well, currently, Jen, you're the graduate assistant coaching at Wagner College.
Thanks for throwing that out there. Actually, I'm just an assistant now, okay? Thank you.
Oh, Jen, that's fine. And right now, you actually work with Bobby Hurley and Danny Hurley. And it sucks for them knowing that they're the second and third best point guards at Wagner. And that's a fact.
They're pretty awesome guys, though.
Thank you for giving us a couple minutes of your time. We're going to each do a question each, a couple of questions. And, Jen, we need the honest truth out of you. I know you're going to giggle and stuff. The legitimate questions on my end. I can't go for my sidekick, Chuck. Jen, you were highly recruited. You were highly recruited out of Staten Island. You were all city. You played Christ the King every year. You were amazing. My one question to you, Jen, why George Mason? I know Maryland recruited you hard. I know that. What made you choose George Mason?
Okay. Well, this is a story I actually tell all my recruits and everything. So it was the three left on my list was Maryland, Seton Hall, George Mason. And my mom wanted me to go to Seton Hall so bad because it was close to home. And okay. Bob Daggett wanted me to go to Maryland because it's ACC. You know, he's like, there's nothing like an ACC school.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up choosing Mason because I kind of, like, fell in love with it. When I went to campus, it was beautiful. You know, they say you have, like, this feeling, and I kind of did. Plus,
okay.
I had, like, a really good relationship with the assistant coach. And so pretty much why, and I wanted to kind of be a big fish in a smaller school too.
Which you are. Now, Jen, before I let Chuck ask the next question, do you regret your choice at all?
How can I regret it? Everything worked out.
I agree. Okay, Chuck, you're up, buddy.
All right. I want to know, how was the transition from playing going into coaching? How hard was that? What was the hardest thing?
What the hardest thing was me last night. Oh, I'm sorry. You asked Jen. I apologize.
That's gross, Mike. The hardest thing is, like, literally when you're a player, you're kind of selfish. You think about, am I eating right? Am I sleeping good? Am I working out enough? But when you're a coach, it's really, you're just selfless. Everything you do, you're thinking about the girls and how to make them better, how to prepare them better. And also, it's like, I can't get out on the court and do things for them. So basically, if they miss a layup, it's frustrating because no matter what you teach them, they're still young girls, and they're still going to make mistakes. So that's pretty much the hardest thing for me is just to sit on the bench and can't really do anything but give them tips here and there.
Okay, I see it. Now, Jen, who's the best player? Who's the best player you ever played against or with?
With is definitely Taurasi. I mean, she's the best. She can do anything. And if anyone ever says that there's someone better than her, it's untrue. She's the best girl player ever.
Okay. And how about the best player you ever played? Yeah, okay.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll have to say, I'll give Sue Bird credit because she's pretty damn good.
Whatever. And let me side note, Jen took me to a game. I got a picture with Sue Bird, who's number 7 on Girls I Want a French Kiss.
Let's go.
You're up, Chucky.
Only 7?
Actually, I was going to ask, what was your greatest game you ever played? And against what team?
I have to say probably my 40-point game against VCU. Because I didn't really miss too much, so that's kind of why it was the greatest. And plus, it was like a tournament game, so it was even better.
Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games.
And that's Jen Defeo. Okay. Jen, here we go. I'm going to ask you something. You got to be honest with me. Give us one unknown WNBA secret. You played in the WNBA for 6 years, right, Jen?
No, 5.
5. I want one good secret about the WNBA. Tell me that.
Oh,
a secret?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything dirty. I want a good secret. Like, wow, I didn't know that about the WNBA. Tell me.
This is a hard question. You could have prepped me for this one.
I told you there's no prepping. I want this to come off the cuff. I want you to say right now what the biggest secret, like, give us a fun fact, something that no one knows about the WNBA.
I don't know. This is hard. Let me think about it. Come back. Do another question.
That's what she said. Okay. Jen, we have a few questions for you, quick. in 5 years, where do you see yourself coaching? Or what do you see yourself doing with basketball?
I definitely want to continue coaching. I love it.
Better?
I'm not sure where I'm going to be. Hopefully, I'll be close since I have a nephew on the way.
What up,
and
CJ?
Plus, I want to be near you, too.
Oh,
but, you know. So
right,
I definitely want to continue coaching.
Okay, good. Chuck, you're up, buddy.
All right, this is my most serious question out of all the questions. Now, I know you played against Sue Bird, Dynamics Ferocity. Great competition. But do you think you could ever beat your greatest competition, and that's me, in a sushi-eating contest?
I'm totally going to beat you. That one time was so unfair.
Wait, the one time when I kind of, like, crushed you by 12 pieces?
You're
pretty much saying
I'm
a better athlete than Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi, right? Since you can't beat me.
Tough what? You beat me by, like, 2 pieces. Come on.
All right, listen, Jen. I'm going to hit you. Jen, I'm going to hit you, Jen, with 5 questions quick because we already had you on for around 8 minutes.
Oh,
I'm
my
hit you
God.
Quick, Jen, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you can go back and do one play over, what play would it be?
Oh, my. You're such an asshole.
I'm just curious.
Probably make a free throw somewhere down the line.
Yeah, how about the tournament game, Jen? How about you make a free throw in that tournament game to put your team to the NCAA tournament? How about that game?
How about you suck it, Mike?
Jen,
you're welcome.
Jen, before I ask you one of my final questions, I just want to tell a story how everyone has seen the movie Sandlot. Chuck, you've seen the movie Sandlot, right?
Yes.
And Jen, you've seen it, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the part when it's the 4th of July and everyone and Small says, "We always knew Benny the Jet was meant for something more," when everyone was looking at the fireworks and Benny the Jet was still playing baseball during the fireworks on the 4th of July. I'll tell you the moment. I'm going to tell all my listeners, we're at 58 right now. The moment I knew that you were destined and you cared about nothing else but basketball, okay?
Okay.
I think you know the story, do you, Jen? I think you know
exactly
the story.
Exactly what you're going to say.
Well,
it's embarrassing for you, but okay.
Yeah, I know, Jen, I know that, Jen. But like I said, Jen, as a host of the show, I'm honest. I tell every story. I tell how Arturo Gatti beat me up. You're going to hear some crazy stories the length of the show. I'm just going to tell you. So, Chuck, and all the listeners, 59 right now. What happened was, you know, Staten Island, we were young. John, I think we were like 16 years old, maybe. You and I weren't driving.
I think I was 15. You're older.
So hot. Jen, I'm 1 year older than you, Jen. I was 16.
30, right, Mike?
Thanks, Chuck. So, all the Wagner girls, I'm not 30. So, listen, I had a couple of my friends. It was myself, Justin, a few other guys in the car. It was 4 guys in my car, and Jen had 4 girls in her car. So I think we called each other on our cell phones. I'm like, oh, let's go by my house. And basically, we're going to make out. It was like maybe the first or second time we're ever going to kiss. So we park in front of my house. All the guys get out of the car. All the girls get out of the car, except Jen. She stays in the back seat of her friend's car. So I get out of my car, and I go into the back seat of Jen. I think I did the fake yawn. When I faked that yawn, then I put my right arm around Jen. I
fell for it for a minute.
Oh, yeah, you did. You definitely fell for it. So I lean in. Jen and I start kissing. And so now it's 4 guys and 3 girls. They're just hanging out, nothing to do. Probably drinking a couple of beers, and they start dribbling a basketball. Like, just, okay, let's wait for Mike and Jen to finish kissing. So Jen and I were kissing for around 4 seconds, and she proceeds to stiff arm me with her right hand. Now, meanwhile, I wasn't trying to touch her, Chuck. She stiffs arm me and pushes me away. No big deal. I'm like, I wonder what she's doing. Maybe this is Jen. Maybe Jen's an aggressive girl. She proceeds to open the door. I'm like, why the fuck is this girl opening the door? We just started kissing. So I'm like, oh. Maybe she wants gum.
It was
maybe
a
she
really
has,
good kiss.
Maybe, oh, thank you, Jen. So maybe she has bad breath. And then I hear the ball dribbling, but at a quicker speed. Jen pushed me away to put on a dribbling ecstasy. She put on a dribbling clinic for everyone, as everyone's in a circle, as Jen's dribbling between her legs, this, as I sit in the car, have a front row seat to Jen's dribbling. Around 2 minutes later, the guys get in the car, Jen gets in the car, I'll see you later, and they leave, Chuck. That moment, I knew that Jen, that was it, that Jen didn't give a crap about hooking up or anything, that basketball was alive, Chuck. That's when I knew it.
So it's kind of funny that you said you were dribbling it through her legs. Well, that was the only thing that got through her legs that day.
Chuck, wow. All right, Chuck, you want to answer our last question? I'm going to hit her with a couple of questions, and then that's it. Chuck, you want to hit her up with the last 2 questions?
All right. I mean, Jen, I know you're so cute and everything. I love the eyes, but how do you go about getting to have your dog the same eyes as you, the big beady eyes?
Chloe's beautiful, leave her alone.
Was
actually,
that surgery or was that just
you
just randomly picked the dog?
No, I said, what dog looks the most like me? And I picked Chloe.
A beautiful duel. Now, Chuck, give me the last question, Chuck.
All right, all right. I'll give you that.
Chuck, you have your last question or no?
Well, if you had to pick a vacation, where do you go?
Anywhere you want, Chuck.
Wow. Yeah, Chuck, then she'll leave you when a basketball game's on. All right, Jen. Last question for me, Jen, because every time I followed your career since Holy Child, every time you were on a team, the first thing I would do was pull up the roster and pick out girls and tell you to introduce me to them. Jen, I need you to be unbiased here, and I've asked you to hook me up with, I think 412 of your teammates. I believe that was around the borderline number. Who was the prettiest girl you ever played with or against that you never hooked me up with?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm curious, because I actually hooked me up with a million girls. Who's the prettiest one that you never hooked me up with?
Mike, you know what the secret is about the WNBA, too?
What?
That we kind of mud wrestle after practice, so...
Wow!
I'm not bad on that one.
I heard about the ice bed, but not mud wrestling. That's hot.
Yeah.
You finished up there with the hottest gym. Where was your favorite country you ever played in?
Greece, for sure. It's awesome. So much fun. Crazy people.
Jen?
Yeah, oh, wow. I heard the fans agree.
Jen, I need to go to Greece to meet some Greek girls. Jen, I want to thank you for calling into the show.
What a gyro.
I know you're going to be a...
Thanks for having me.
Chuck, Jen, thank you. Jen, if you do decide to leave, just walk upstairs and say goodbye to us. Okay, Jen, thank you for calling.
Love you, Jen.
Thank you, guys.
You leaving, Jen?
Huh? Yeah, I'm leaving. Bye.
I love you, Jen. We'll talk to you later, buddy. Please drive safe.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks. Well, Chuck... That was our first ever interview with an absolute superstar. She doesn't realize how good she is, Chuck. That's what sucks. You know that?
Well, she's such a shy person. But I mean, the first time I ever met Jen Dev, me and her just clicked, and we were best old friends.
Chuck, I'll tell
she's
you something,
an awesome
Chuck.
Girl.
Chuck, we're going to get off the Jen Dev subject in 20 seconds. I've hung out with the girl 500 times, maybe 1,000 times. Never once does she ever say, when the subject of basketball comes up, she never once says, do you know who I am? Do you know how good I am? The only time ever, Chuck, was around maybe around 3 months ago. We're in my backyard playing beer pong. And Jen's around 7, 8, 9, 10 beers in. She's hammered.
Oh,
and she's missing some shots. And she's like, how am I missing shots? I'm Jen Dev. Do you know who I am? So deep down, Chuck, you know they say a drunk man's words are a sober man's thoughts. So Jen Dev, she knows she's the shit. But all right, Chuck, so we actually have a call, Chuck. I'm not sure who it is. We're going to put them on right now.
All right.
Hold on. Hey, what's up? You're on the air with The Good Life. Who's calling?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
This is John. Is Chuck in today?
Chuck's here. Chuck.
Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, I just want you to know that you left your blow-up doll and your box of fuck books at the Jefferson Boulevard Man Cave.
Ah, is this Frank?
All right, Chuck, we hang up on the prank caller, Chuck. All right, Chuck, we had a good interview with Jen. Now, Chuck, how about
you? Oh, man, that's too crazy, man.
Chuck, let's stay on the basketball topic real quick, Chuck. We're going to make it quick because I want to ask you a couple of questions about the Knicks' needs, and I want to find you to help me find a date next week. Okay, Chuck, let me ask you if you agree with me. My opinion, the Los Angeles Clippers, this year, more relevant than the Los Angeles Lakers.
This year? I mean, anytime you get a all-star point guard, you pair him with a dominant power forward, and you even add Caron Butler, and I tell you what, you might be right, but they're still a young team, and there's a guy named Kobe that shares that arena with them, and Kobe, Pau Gasol.
Chuck, now you're going to tell me Kobe, Chuck, who's 33, and did you see his quote today, Chuck, or no?
No, actually I didn't.
His quote today was, they asked him about the trade and what's going on, and he said, I just want to know what direction we're going in. And again, Kobe, being a baby, he's pissed off again, Chuck.
Well, you know what? I agree with them because they're not rebuilding, but why would you trade Lamar Odom for nothing? They traded him for $9 million.
Chuck,
you know what? It looked like they were going to go get a big player, but they never did. So, I mean, that's frustrating for him because he's so good. And now you got the Clippers, who are like the Mets to us, who might actually take over the town. You're right. They could.
Now, Chuck, I'm always going to say this. You know what? I hate the Mets, but the truth is the Mets are – they're not relevant the last couple of years. They are relevant. They make the playoffs. And I compare this CP3 thing, I don't know if you agree to me, and not to an extent, but it's like when the Mets could have gotten A-Rod a few years ago.
Yes.
The Mets could have took over this town, and that's the truth. They would have had A-Rod. They could have took over this town. And I kind of feel that the Clippers have only three players over the age of 30, and two of them are Billups and Butler, who are solid players. They
I agree with you 100%. I forgot they added Chauncey Billups.
Yes,
Chauncey
indeed.
Billups and Chris Paul in the same backcourt.
And
you got DeAndre Jordan, who is actually a freak, who they say is like a Tyson Chandler,
mm-hmm.
and he might be better than Tyson because he's so young, that you got Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan in the same front court with Caron Butler there too. That is scary. They just have no depth.
Now,
absolutely no depth.
Now, Chuck, let me
Any
tell you.
Any injury, which they do have, Caron Butler is very injury prone, that they would be in trouble.
Now, Chuck, you're also forgetting about my boy Bledsoe from Kentucky. You're forgetting about him.
No depth in the front line. They have absolutely no big men that could back them up. They have to sign someone because they have really no – you're right, guards are stacked. They have Mo Williams. They have your boys from Kentucky. They have a lot of guards. But on the front line, they have really no depth. I couldn't even name one guy they have to back up.
Chuck, I agree, Chuck. And you know one thing we don't do, Chuck? We don't get on the computer and look up guys. We don't know the guys that they have. And listen, the Lakers are still good. They have Kobe, 33. They have – Ron Artest, I won't call him world peace. Fuck that.
I will never do that.
Okay, now, Chuck, they have Paul Gasol, who thought he was being traded. Do you think he's going to be happy? And remember, there's some beef going on. TMZ reported a few months ago that Gasol's wife and Kobe's wife don't get along. And listen,
that was that right around playoff time, yes.
Exactly. And is Andrew Bynum, is he healthy?
He's a thug. He's also a thug. I mean, the way he takes off his jersey, you're right. He's never really had a full year. The guy's got so much talent that if he actually stayed healthy with him and Pau Gasol, that's 2 7-footers. How many teams can say they have 2 7-footers that start? I mean, that's scary.
Exactly. Now, Chuck, real quick, we're going to get off the basketball subject. I have a question now. We need a point guard, the Knicks. Now, listen, hopefully Deron Williams doesn't sign with the Brooklyn Nets. We can sign him. But if not, Chuck, it's either Devin Harris or Sean Livingston. Those are the two guys available next year.
And I wouldn't go with Sean Livingston. He was good until he got hurt.
Yep.
But for this year, I know we're going to, what do you call it? This year, I know we have Douglas and Bibby.
Okay. I'm okay with
Bibby.
This year.
21 games this year. He was also hurt. I mean, he never really got to practice. But the Knicks are pretty much staying what they are this year.
Okay,
and they're zeroing on a guy named Maurice Evans from Washington. He's actually a defensive-minded guy who played under Mike Woodson, our assistant coach. He's a small forward, very athletic, will help us out on the defensive end, just add more depth to our team.
See,
I really think this year, if Tony Douglas can turn into a good point guard, not even a good point guard, he's great at defense, but we're going to be tough to beat, I'll tell you right now. And maybe he's our point guard of the future. Maybe he's already on the team, you know?
I don't think so. Chuck, what we're going to do, we're going to do a couple more things. We're going to do why I think, personally, Tebow time is finally fucking over. Enough of the Tebow.
I disagree.
Chuck, I can't take a Monday morning where it's just, Chuck, the scroll on the bottom of the screen is Tebow. Every 5 words out of the announcer's mouth are Tebow. Chuck, I can't take it anymore. I really can't
get into this right now, please.
What?
You want to get into this right now because I have a very good point I have to make.
All right, I do, Chuck. We'll make it quick. Chuck, I can't take this man. I started my first ever show saying the man's a winner. And of course, he's a winner, Chuck. They win. That's what he does. He doesn't get laid. He wins. If that's the route he wants to go in life, good. I'll throw the big L7 over my face. The guy's a loser. If he'd rather win a football game than get laid. But listen, that's fine.
Britney Spears was a virgin, too.
Yeah, all right, Chuck. Listen.
All right, let me give you one good point about my Tim Tebow thing.
Okay.
Why they're marketing him so much. Look at all the guys in the NFL. They get arrested. They get fined.
Chuck.
Look at them. He's stomping on people. The guy Hurd just got arrested for cocaine. If you had a guy like him, that's a role model for so many people, wouldn't you want to put the guy all over? Wouldn't you want to make him the NFL, the face of the NFL?
Chuck, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying he is the face of the NFL. I just had it with the man's not good, Chuck. Granted, the Patriots' defense is horrible. I know that. It's actually a pathetic defense. It really is. It's like the Wagner defense. Let's be honest here, Chuck.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on that.
I won't. It's embarrassing. But, Chuck, I'm just going to give you something. And remember I told you, we don't do stats on the show. We're not one of those, he's not. I'm going to give you these yards, Chuck. These are Tim Tebow's passing yards, okay? 161 versus Miami. 124 Oakland. 69 versus KC. 143 versus San Diego. 200 against Minnesota. Come on, Chuck, this is garbage, Chuck.
But they win every game, and in the fourth quarter, he turns it up. You're right. Honestly, it comes down to Denver's defense this week because, listen, Julian Edelman, who was a quarterback in college and is a receiver, is playing safety and cornerback for the New England Patriots. They have James Ahedebo from the Jets last year who can't cover me if we win the open field. I'm telling you right now, Tebow has versed okay defenses, but he hasn't versed a defense as bad as New England. So he's not versus the bid. All right, you know what? I mean, the defense of Denver, they might have trouble stopping Tom Brady because who the hell can? And Gronkowski, who the hell can stop them? If they score 30 points, you know you're not going to win the game. I mean, you're right. They have to keep the game within like 21 to 24 points because Denver has, I mean, they have scored more than 24 points in a game against the Minnesota. But if they keep it 21-24, because they have a good defense, Denver is a hell pass rush for anyone. But I'm saying Tim Tebow against this defense, he's never hurt a defense like this. Let's see how he is against it. If he chokes, if he clicks 115 yards passing against this defense, then you know what? Maybe he isn't that good. But you know what? The guy wins. And I think
he does. All right. Chuck, let me ask you this question, Chuck. Before we're going to end the show with the fantasy football, we have 20 minutes left in the show. We extended it a little more today. Chuck, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm in the fantasy football playoffs for the fourth year in a row. I'm in the Final Four.
All right.
4 years in a row, I've lost. And I lost the last 2 years, I lost in the title game. The 2 years before that, I lost in the semifinal game. I got burned this
year. My last three, buddy.
You what, Chuck?
I won my last two out of three.
Okay. Now, well, I'm going to ask you then for advice then, Chuck. Is that cool?
Yeah, my friend's on the line, by the way, too.
Okay, good. We'll get to him in a second, Chuck. Listen, I'm going to ask you a quick question, and then I have to ask you a question about me possibly getting a date this weekend. Chuck, my question for you, Chuck, is this. I got burned. I have Andre Johnson, Matt Forte, Kevin Smith, Jarvis Best. My guys are hurt. That's fine.
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah.
That's okay, because my team's solid, Chuck. My question for you is we'll go team by team, maybe on Saturday night show. Chuck, who do I start this week? The aforementioned Tim Tebow or Michael Vick?
Oh my God. I mean, the Vic against the Jets, and you got Tebow against a terrible defense. Vic also gets rushing out, so does Tebow. I mean, it's going to be close. Do you trust Tebow? You're saying you're not a big fan of him. Do you trust him to do well against Patriots this week? Or do you trust Vic?
Chuck, I'm asking a question.
Yes.
It's Vic or Tebow. You're this fantasy guru, Chuck. Tell me who you want. You tell me right now, Vic or Tebow, and I'll lock it in right now, Chuck. Tell me right now.
I'm a Jets fan, too, so.
Chuck, Vic or Tebow?
I'd go Tebow.
So you're telling me right now that Tim Tebow is going to have more points than Michael Vick?
He can't. No, I'm sorry. Go with Vic.
No,
you
Chuck.
Sorry.
As a sports/Gonzo radio host, this is what you're doing to me?
I'm getting no preparation on this question, by the way.
Chuck, you got
and
me. Chuck, you tell
I'm
me
going to, you're talking about my defense, the Jets defense. I say without Jim Leonard, with our lack of pass rush lately, and besides Maven, you know what? Try Michael Vick. He hasn't played the last 2 weeks. Do you think he'll be rusty?
Right,
or do you think Tebow gets terrible defense, who you don't believe in, will play better? I go with Vick because you don't believe in Tebow.
All right, Chuck, thanks for flip-flopping real quick. Chuck, let me ask you a question now because the great Jen Dev just texted me. She wants to go on a double date this weekend. She wants to go see. She wants to go see the tree. So
tell her I'm booked, so I can't go with her.
I will tell her, Chuck, you know what, she's actually on the line. We're going to get to her in a second. I don't know why she's calling back. I think she has enough fame, but she wants to keep going. Chuck, you know who my number one girl is. My number one and two girls are to take the tree. It's Mila Kunis and Amanda Knox. You know that, Chuck. So we have my brother calling up. He just texted me. I'm calling the show. I have a girl for you. Jay, you're on the air, Jay.
Why don't you take a prostitute?
Why would I possibly take a prostitute to see the Christmas tree?
Because a date with a girl is a prostitute?
All right, you know what? Should I get to that story right now, then?
We should get something at the end of the night, guaranteed.
All right, well, Chuck, I don't know. Jay, thank you for calling, Jay, to make fun of me, because I guess Mommy's listening now, Jay.
Yeah,
thanks, Jay.
We're occupied from yesterday.
What happened, Jay? We lost Jay. So, Chuck, I guess he wants me to tell the prostitute story, Chuck. Do you want to hear it?
Of course.
All right, Chuck. So, I'm a single man looking for a girlfriend. We all know that.
Yes, of course. A wife, I'd say.
Anything, Chuck.
Main goal.
That's my main goal. You know what we're going to click on? Hold on for 1 second, Chuck. All right, so, Chuck, I'm looking for... Hey, Jen Dev, you're on the air, Jen.
Dude, I wasn't trying to talk to you. I was just listening.
Oh, okay, Jen. We'll put you back on hold, baby.
All right, love.
See, that's a good listener, Chuck. She's on her way to an undisclosed house, and she's and that's what she's doing, Chuck, okay? All right, so I'm going to tell the prostitute story real quick, Chuck. So, I'm looking for a girlfriend. So, I go on a few websites, a few dating websites. I'm not really getting that lucky on the websites, but I find this pretty little blonde girl who writes to me, oh, you're really good looking. Let's get a drink. I said, oh, well, sold. So I try to call her up. She just texts back. She's like, hey, just meet me at this location. I really don't like doing these type of call. I don't like to text back and forth because basically you never meet. Let's just meet me at this location. I said, oh, okay, sold. So pretty little blonde girl, Chuck, I get my hair did. I go to this place. It's a hibachi sushi place.
Oh, wow.
Chuck, that's what I'm thinking, Chuck. So I sit down next to her. Yeah, exactly. So, Chuck, I sit down next to her. She looked around 40 pounds thinner, I guess, from the picture. She was – I thought she was all cracked up. That's fine with me, Chuck. You know, I don't discriminate.
You're not you don't – what do you call it?
Discriminate.
Yes. That's what
I'm looking for. I sit down next to her, and she orders a drink. I'm going to say it was around $6.50. And I order a drink. So she proceeds to tell me, hey, I think you're really good looking. I said, well, I appreciate that. I kind of know I am, but thank you.
Yeah.
She goes to me, hey, so we start talking for around 4 seconds. She's like, oh, I just got a new apartment. I'm like, oh, wow, I don't really like where this is going. How am I going to bring you to my mom's house when you're ready to tell me about your apartment? So she goes to me, you know, rent is really high. I said, yeah, tell me about it. I have a mortgage. It's really high.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to me, all right. She's like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Rent is really, really high. Again, I know. I have a mortgage. Chuck, me and you eating ramen noodle soup every night. I know the deal. So she goes to me, listen, there's a motel around the corner. So now I do like where this is going now. So she tells me, listen, we'll go around the corner. I'll do whatever you want to you for $300 for rent money. So, pump the brakes.
Oh, no.
Pump the brakes, homie. I said, you're going to do whatever I want for money? That's kind of a prostitute. I'm not. Now, Chuck, now we're in a restaurant. Chuck, this is no joke. I've told you a story. I'm just telling the listeners we're at 73 right now. I want to hit 80 tonight, Chuck. So there's around maybe 15 people sitting near us. So she goes to me, I'm not a prostitute. Now people start looking at me. I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, that's like, awkward.
Yeah, she's like, listen, I'm going to wrap this up right now, Chuck. She's like, I'm not a prostitute. I just need help with my rent. So I'm like, what?
She's a prostitute for a couple of hours then, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly, right, Chuck? So now I'm like,
for you, 15 minutes.
15 minutes, Chuck, what is that? That's a half an episode of The Office for me, Chuck. Come on. So, come on, Chuck, you know me. So I stand up, and I'm like, you know, this isn't for me. I proceed to start walking out. She's like, hey, mother effer. Hey, mother effer. You got to pay the bill. I'm like, holy shit, I do got to pay the bill. So now I'm like, I come back. So now, Chuck, the whole restaurant's looking at me. The prostitute lover, everyone's looking at me. So I'm like, holy shit, man. So I walk over there. I look. I only have $10. The drinks came out to like $11.50. I have to hand my credit card to the waiter. So now she's yelling at me, you're a loser. Look at you. You're trying to pick up pro. Now the whole restaurant's looking at me, Chuck.
Oh, my God.
Chuck, this is no joke. This is on the Yankees, Chuck. So now I'm like, I got to go. So I'm walking out. She's screaming at me. I'm like, holy shit. So finally, Chuck, I get to my car. I'm beat red. My mom texts me, hey, baby, how was the date? Oh, it was great, Mom. Just trying to get picked up by a prostitute. So now I park at the end of the Best Buy parking lot. It was a Best Buy Hibachi Steakhouse. Exit, I think it was, I want to say maybe like exit 110 on the parkway, whatever it was. So I sit over there. I see this little crackhead prostitute come outside and start texting. Around 20 minutes later, another dude shows up.
No.
Yeah, I was heartbroken. Or another John. All right, Chuck, hold on. We have a girl calling in here. She said with a sexy story. Hey, what's up? You're on the air with The Good Life with Mike and Chuck. Who do we have here?
Hey, what's up? I'm Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
How are you?
What's going on? How can we help you today?
Actually, it's a story, but it's also more of a question. It's a debate that me and my friends have been having.
Wait, Jess, let me tell you, Jess, where are you calling from with that area code? I won't say your area code. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, what's going on, Jess?
Okay, so this is what happened. I'm out, actually in the Bahamas. We took a vacation, me and a couple of my friends.
Hot.
And okay, so anyways, I'm there with one of my guy friends as well. And no, mind you, I've never dealt with this guy. Just one of my friends. Grew up with him. Cool. You know, we go way back. Anyways, you know, I come back to the room. He has a chick there. Cool, right? So, you know, he introduces me and he says, Jess, this is Sarah. And I'm like, okay, you know, hi, Sarah, how are you? And he's like, Sarah, this is Barbara. Jessica, I'm sorry. And Barbara was another friend that was there. So, so anyways, he continues to say that Sarah just broke up with her girlfriend.
Okay.
So immediately I'm like thinking to myself, self, why is
she in the room with him? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So needless to say, next thing I know, she's, you know, getting comfy close next to me. Mm-hmm. And basically, long story short, she wants to basically go down on me.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, do I let this go down? I mean, my homeboy was trying to get at her. So,
yes. Oh, sorry.
You know, what do I do?
What you should have did was videotape it and emailed MikeSafosnik@yahoo.com. Okay, sorry, finish.
No worries. So, anyways, I noticed that she has two tongue rings. And so I go ahead and just let it go. And basically, while she's going down on me, my friend starts to basically have sex with her. So my question is, is this a threesome? Because once I got off, I basically jumped out of the whole deal and never messed with my friend, the man's guy, and kept it moving. So, I mean, the big debate is that a threesome or did I just get off and kept it moving?
Okay, let me ask you one question, and this is hopefully solves it. Jess, was sex going on with your male friend and the female while she was going down on you?
Yes, sir.
Jess, you had yourself a threesome.
And it was definitely a threesome for that girl, too. She was definitely enjoying herself.
Now, Jess, what you're going to do now when we hang up the phone, you're going to friend me on Facebook at Mike Safo. You're going to follow me on Twitter at Mike Safo. And you're going to tweet me directly, and we're going to hang out probably tomorrow. Okay, Jess?
Yes, sir.
Jess, thank you for calling the show. We'll talk to you later, babe.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Chuck, you don't get much hotter than that, Chuck. All right, Chuck. We have like five calls. We're going to go to each one of them quick, all right? I see my all man, right. Elwood. We're going to get to Elwood in 1 minute. Hold on. Here we go. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air with The Good Life. Mike and Chuck, who do we have here?
This is Richie Pace, Woodrow's own.
What's going on, Richie? How are you?
How are you guys? My man, Chuck. Known him for years.
Nice. I'm glad you called the show. I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you one thing first. Was the Arturo Gatti story true yesterday or 2 days ago?
Yes, if you want, you can go. If you want, Chuck has it. There's pictures here of me and Arturo Gatti, and there's actually a picture of Arturo Gatti pushing me. Follow me on Twitter or friend me on Facebook, and I'll tag Chuck in the picture, and he'll show it to you. The story is...
That was a heck of a story, I got to say. Not for nothing.
Listen, Rich, I'm going to be honest with you. I know you don't know me very well. I never met you. You're a friend of Chuck's or you're a friend of mine. One thing I don't do on the show, I don't lie. The Arturo Gatti story is 100% truth. I have pictures with me and Gatti of him being happy and then him pushing me. My friends were taking pictures as he was getting ready to fuck me up. So I have pictures to prove my story, and I have the three people I was with. They can call the show whatever. Yeah, the Arturo Gatti story, 100% true.
Well, listen, so far, everything you said on the show, I've agreed with you. You're a Jets hater, so I got to love that.
Okay.
And my man Chuck knows how I feel about the Jets.
Okay.
Me and him have been going back and forth for a long time with this Jets, Giants, and Yankees, Mets, but I can't really say nothing about the Mets because they're terrible and they always will be terrible.
Okay, now, are you ready?
But let me ask you one question. Will the Giants hold on and finish this out, these next three? Will they hold on?
In my opinion, Chuck, we'll each give our opinion. I'm going to be honest with you. We win this week against Washington. I think that's a no-brainer. I really think we blow them out. They're coming off a huge win. I truly, not just because I hate them, I think we're beating the Jets. They don't impress me. I don't know if we're going to beat Dallas the last game of the year. Hopefully it doesn't even matter, but I truly believe we're going to hold out. I really do. That's my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I heard that actually the Jets game is not going to mean that much for you guys. The main thing you got to do is win this week, and you got to beat Dallas. That's what it's going to come down to no matter what. No matter how the scenario is, are you going to beat Dallas in your home stadium? And listen, you already beat them at their stadium, so... right now their defense is terrible. I think with Jason.
Not much better. Ours is just as bad, so it could go either way.
All right,
Jets, Giants, Washington, yeah. I tell you right now, you guys probably beat us too.
Rich, I really appreciate you calling the show. We got 5 minutes left. We got three more callers. Rich, please
call
the show.
All right, let me just say thank you to you, Mike. The show is going really good so far. Chuck. You already know, and listen, I'll be an everyday caller, maybe, you know, every
Chuck,
once in a while I'll definitely call in and voice my opinion.
And Rich, you can call about sports, whatever you want, you call in, right, Rich?
Yeah, yeah, Chuck knows how I am. I'll be calling you guys back very soon.
Rich, I appreciate that, bro. Have a good night, okay? Have a beer.
All right,
for us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Chuck, listen, we have 4 minutes left. We have to go to our first ever caller. Elwood!
What up, Elwood?
Hey, what's up? Oh, guys, got to tell you about this party I went to last night.
Elwood, you got to make it quick. We got 4:45. We need a good story. And, Elwood, your last story was phenomenal. So keep it going, big guy.
No, this chick I know from a couple years back calls me. She goes to a Ball State. It's a college near here. And she says,
Elwood, stop that. My friend, quarterback, Wagner College, we might be going to Ball State. That's the truth. Next year, they might be playing Wagner College, and we will be there, Elwood. That's a fact.
Cool. Let me know. All right. Anyways, I go to this. She says one of her friends needs a date to this party. Would I go with her friend? I said, yeah, okay. So I go over there. Her friend's nasty. She's fat. She smokes. Greasy hair. Nasty. But I'm like, you know what? She's still a human being. So I go with her. You know, I sit with her. I flirt with her. I'm nice to her. You know, gentlemen.
You're a class act.
So that lady thought that would.
Huh? So we go back to my friend.
So she's ready to go.
So we go back to my friend's house, and she says, let me show you my room. And I'm like, okay. So she sits down on the bed, scoots over, and says, sit on the bed with me. And I said, well, let me go get a beer and talk to a couple of my friends, and I'll be back. She said, I'll wait on you. So I go out there, and I'm drinking a few beers, and I don't know how to escape because the only way to get out is in front of her bedroom, and she's got the door waiting on me. So her roommate's there. And her roommate is smoking hot. And I said, hey, do you know how to sneak me out of here so she can't see me? She said, what's in it for me? And I said, I'll motorboat your boobs. And she laughed, and I was just kidding. So she says, crawl on your hands and knees behind me. We'll sneak out behind the bar, behind this chair, and through the back door. She'll never see us. So her and I sneak out, and I go to the back door, and I'm getting ready to get in my car. She unzips her top and goes, I thought, okay, so I, you know, do that. Ow. Then I leave, and my roommate
motorboat,
said,
son of a bitch.
And then I felt so used, but I'll get over it. But I guess my friend said that about 5 o'clock in the morning, she came out of that room and went, where the hell is he? And they said, oh, he left about 5 hours ago.
That's great.
Elwood, because of that story, you know we have to make a trip out. Chuck, you know we have to go to Indiana to meet Elwood. You know that, right, Chuck?
Oh, yeah. Party Central. Oh, hey, before I go, there was an Occupy Indy girl, you know, Occupy and Indy, and she asked me if I wanted some literature on Occupy Indy, and I said, do you know what it's called when everybody gets equal parts even though they're not allowed to? She said, what? I said, communism. She threw something at me.
Elwood, that's me. Elwood, I'm going to let you go. We have 2 minutes left. Elwood, thank you. You know you call the show every day. Chuck, I'm telling you, Chuck, he's becoming my favorite caller. He has classic, epic stories, Chuck, doesn't he?
Yes.
All right, now, Chuck, we have two more calls. I don't know who's calling right here. Hey, what's going on? The Good Life with Mike and Chuck. Who do we have here? Hello? All right, Chuck, we must have lost him. Chuck, you still there, Chuck?
Yes, I am, motherfucker.
All right, Chuck, again. All right, Chuck, we got a minute 40 left. The 45-minute show went good. Chuck, just give him, you got to give him quick now, Chuck. Give me a stardom, sit him real quick, buddy. Go.
All right, here we go. Well, for my fantasy team, we're going to go with, I'm going to start Peyton Hillis against Arizona, and I'm going to sit Ahmad Bradshaw because, no bra, Brandon Jacobs playing so well. I'm also going to start Antonio Brown, and I'm going to sit Jeremy Maclin against the Jets.
Okay.
And my bold move of the week is starting Demaryius Thomas against your Patriots defense.
Oof. Wow. So, Chuck, I have a question now. Was your goal not to win this week by starting Peyton Hillis, knowing Seneca Wallace is quarterbacking for the Browns?
That's my whole thing. Against a pretty shoddy run defense, you can't throw the ball. You're going to have to run the ball. You're going to pound it. I'm expecting 25 touches.
All right, Chuck. Yeah, you know what 25 touches is? That's you tonight on UJizz.com. That's 25 touches. Now, Chuck.
It's actually Bang Bros, bro.
All right, Chuck. Listen, we got 45 seconds. I just want to thank Elwood, Jendev, Jessica for calling in. I want to thank your boy Rich for calling in. My brother, everyone for calling in. Thank you for the stories. Another 45-minute show. We didn't hit 80 listeners. We got the 78, which is our high so far. You can't really ask
moving
much.
Moving on up.
We are. We can't ask much more than that. Maybe if we start promoting the show a little more on Facebook or Twitter, friend us.
I'm going to get it tatted on me like a boxer.
That's always classy, Chuck. All right, Chuck, say goodbye, big guy.
All right, guys. It's been a great show again. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Stay classy, you motherfuckers.
Chuck, with that, you are not classy. Everyone, thank you for calling.